This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. Russia and Turkey struck a deal Tuesday that effectively transforms the map of northeastern Syria. We get the details from AP correspondent Mike Rossia.
Under terms of the 10-point deal worked out by Presidents Vladimir Putin and Recep Tayyip Erdogan, Turkey will have sole control over an area in the center of its border with Syria, roughly 75 miles wide and 20 miles deep. Turkey, Russia, and the Syrian government will divide control over the rest of the area previously held by Kurdish fighters. The announcement was made as Kurdish fighters completed their pullout from a section of the Syrian-Turkish border that was required in the U.S.-brokered ceasefire that was set to expire Tuesday night. The agreement means Russian and Turkish troops will be holding territory where U.S. troops and Kurdish-led fighters fought for 5 years while bringing down the Islamic State group's hold on a third of Syria. I'm Mike Gracia.
Meanwhile, U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell introduced legislation on Tuesday denouncing Turkey's invasion of northeastern Syria and prodding President Donald Trump to halt his withdrawal of U.S. troops from the embattled country. But the Kentucky Republican said lawmakers should refrain from imposing sanctions on Turkey for now to avoid further driving a NATO ally into the arms of Russia.
So I think there are a number of ways to address our foreign policy concerns. And if we have that debate in the Senate, I'd like for it to apply more broadly than just to the Kurds.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is demanding briefings from the administration's top officials as to the plans for handling the Syrian crisis. Last week, the Democratic-led House of Representatives overwhelmingly approved a bipartisan resolution opposing the U.S. troop withdrawal. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.